Siman Tafresh Lamed Ches. We're going back a little bit. Sukkah Venoya Asurim Kol Shiva. Sif Aleph. Atze Sukkah Asurim Kol Shmonis Mei Chag. You're not allowed to use the wood of the Sukkah. Bein Atze Defanos Bein Atze Schach. Even of the walls. So the walls or the Schach, you're not allowed to take any of the wood and use it for any other purpose. Apilu Kisim Lachzos Boshin of us, or even to bake off a little piece of the wood and use it to clean your teeth, not allowed. Mishnah Berurah says the reason is because the Gemara says Kashem Shachal Shem Shemayim Al Chagiga Kach Chal Shem Shemayim Al Sukkah, which means there's holiness to the sukkah. And even if you made another sukkah and you're not using that first sukkah anymore, still the pieces of the sukkah are aser b'hana'a. Ve'ein na'osin mehen la'davar acher kol shmonas hayamim. You're not allowed to use it for any other purpose for all 8 days. V'mnei sheyom hashvi'i kulo hasukkah muksa ad bein hashmashos, because until the end of the 7th day, it's muksa. And then once you can't use it during Bein Hashmashos of the end of the 7th day, you can't use it for all of the 8th day either. And Mishnah Berurah says for us, it will be even the 9th day, obviously. But the Mishnah Berurah points out, this just means it's not muksa like you can't touch the walls of the sukkah, you can't lean on it or anything like that. It means you can't use it for derech bittel, which means to use it for another purpose besides something, or something which is going to be degrading to it. You can lean on. Oh, you're saying even if it was. Yes, that's true. That's true. But we make exer, you can't touch it. After that, you are going to move it, I think. Some people say that. Yeah, that's like by pets. If a pet is mukta, so you can't touch it even if it's not going to move.
That's not different?
I don't think so. Maybe Bali Chaim. Okay, maybe. As long as it again, so it's only if you're mavatil it, but to lean on it, Mishnah Berurah says, for sure be okay. Or to put something on it, for sure be okay. But to use it with something that's going to be mavatal it, or going to ruin it, or again, use it to clean your teeth, so that for sure would not be okay. The Rama adds, afilu nafla asukah asurim, even if it falls, you can't use it. V'lo mahani batznai, you can't make a condition that would allow you to use it. Aval eitzim asmuchim l'sukah mutarim, but if it's next to the sukkah, then you would be allowed to use it. An interesting point of the shla. The shla says that since chal shem shemayim ala sukkah, we have to treat it such as the holiness, and therefore not speak Dvarim B'Telim. We already spoke about not speaking Lashon Hara in it or anything like that. So this is interesting, because over here we're mentioning that even the walls of the sukkah are muksa. We've seen before that really the walls are meaningless in most cases, whereas it's the schach that's the issue. So there's a machlokas in the poskim, and the Rishonim, how muksa are the walls? Is it only midoraisa? Is it midoraisa or only midrabana? And the Nafkamina points out the Erech HaShulchan is since muksa on Shabbos, which is midrabanan, is mutter l'inyachola or kavod abrios or something like that. So too over here, if the walls are only muksa midrabanan, so then you'd be allowed to use it for a chola purpose or a kavod abrios or something like that. But if it's doraisa, so then you wouldn't be allowed to. So again, the walls and the schach are muksa, but only derech bittel. But otherwise, it would be okay, and you can't even make a t'nai or anything like that.